Okay, so shalom, chevra. It's good to resume our learning. This probably wasn't the way we envisioned the next year taking place, but we're going to continue in our learning. We are holding the Daf Shavua we were up to. The last year ended. We were on Yud Ches, 10 lines up from the top with Michlal. That's where we're going to pick it up from, and we're going to have a Daf Shir tonight to go through the key points of the Gemara, and touch upon maybe outside some of the major machlokesim in the Rishonim and the Achronim, a little halach l'maisa as well. So the last part, just the flow of the Gemara, the last piece we learned was there was two opinions, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, trying to figure out what the source is for malacha on Chol Hamoed. So the Gemara says, both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, we can learn now, we can imply from what they said, that they hold there is an isser of doing malacha on Chol Hamoed. So, hinted at this last time, maybe we'll just talk it out for a minute. We talk about doing malacha on Chol Hamoed. The yesod is to always keep in mind that Chol Hamoed is much, much more of a moed than it is a chol. As we'll see, there's a major tosus here on the daf. We'll learn a little bit inside that the poskim hold that there is an isser of malacha. The machlok is going to be whether it's an isser deraisa versus a derabanan. There are five heterim that we have in Chol Hamoed. The Mishnah Berura speaks it out in the beginning of Tzimin Tof Kuf Lamed 5:30, and he talks about some of the things that we allow are a davra ovid. I remember back from Moed Kut, and we discussed that if someone's going to lose, there'll be a financial loss if they don't do the malacha right now. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a chiddush that if a person is actually traveling out of town and they see an item that they wouldn't be able to purchase in their hometown, I don't know how it works nowadays with Amazon, with eBay, but they find an item, I'm vacationing in Palm Springs, Chol Hamoed, and I found this gewaldic, I don't know, whatever it is, a sweater or something, I can't get this anywhere else in the world. Rav Moshe holds you allowed to buy it, that's called Davar Ovid. Other heterim were letzorech moed. Obviously, this another heter would be if a person needs, you know, to cook or to turn on a light. Those types of malachas would be allowed as well. There's a heter of a pol she'ein lama le'echol, a worker doesn't have food to eat. Now, for us, it might be a little bit of a foreign concept. You know, we were hungry, we opened up the refrigerator. But back then, if you worked for the day, you received your wages, you went to the marketplace. So you're allowed to work if you don't have any money to buy food. Sorchi Rabin is another heter that they point out on Chol Hamoed, that, for example, since this is the time when people are off from work, this is when people could fix it. What would be a Tzorach Rabin? Something that maybe fixing a road, fixing a bridge, fixing a water break. Many yeshivas, if they have to do certain repairs in the building, bedaf go wait till Chol Hamoed. You have to replace the carpet in the base medrash. Then they wait till it's Chol Hamoed because the bachim aren't there and it's going to cause bittul Torah, and they do that way. These are some of the heterim. We'll see the tosus in a little bit tosus is going to learn it's a din d'rabbanan, but the Mishnah Berura speaks out that harbe poskim, the Mishnah writes harbe poskim, again, tough kuf lamed, harbe poskim hold that the isser of malacha on Chol Hamoed is, in fact, d'rabbanan. Raisa. After that, he gives a little bit of mustard. He says we shouldn't treat it like a regular weekday. We should dress nicer than we do. We should eat nicer than we do. Nicer plates, nicer food. I remember when I was by Rabbi Yudin, my Rebbe in Fairlawn. So I forget. I don't recall if it was Chol Hamoed Sukkos or Chol Hamoed Pesach, but it was still Chol Hamoed. And I handed him food or whatever it was, a cookie or something, and I gave it to him on a paper plate. He says, what are you doing? This is Chol Hamoed. Get me a real plate. We don't serve paper plates on Chol Hamoed. Okay, back to the Gemara. Here we go now. Mino hani mili. So where do we learn this out? In other words, what is the deraisa source? That tips our hand. Those were shown we're going to learn the malach on Chol Hamoed is deraisa. Mino hani mili is only shaykh to talk about if you're learning it's a din deraisa. Ditan rabbonon es chag amatzos tishmor shivas yomim. You have to keep Pesach for 7 days in Parshas Mishpatim. Limid al chol shamoed she'asur b'siyas malacha. Divrei Rebbe Yoshia. So this teaches us that malacha is asur on that. How do you know that? Because it says Hamas was tishmor, and the lashon of shamor is always implies a lav. Pen, al, shamer. These are lashonos that are lavin. So it says a lashon again of matzos tishmor shivas yamim. So that would imply that it would be din d'oraisa. Rabbi Yonas anomar omer ein etzorich. You don't need to come on to this type of proof, right? That's not really what the pasuk's talk about. Rather, it's a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer like this? Umar rishon v'shiva she'ein kedusha lifnehen v'achrein. But they don't have a day of kedusha before it or a day of after it. Also b'siyas malacha. And it is aser sechol shamoed. Sechol amoed she'eish kedusha lifnehen l'achrein. It has kedusha before it and afterwards. It's sandwiched on both ends by the kedusha. Ein adin she'hei aser b'siyas malacha. Right? It should be obvious. If you have the first day of Yontov, the last day of Yontov, then of course it's going to be aser. So it says, one second, not so fast. Sheishis yimei breishis yochichel. The regular 6 days of the week, that'll be lead us the opposite direction. Why? Sheyesh kedusha lifnehen v'acharehen. They have kedusha beforehand. Umutar b'siyas malacha. Right? The 6 days of the week. It has Shabbos beforehand. It has Shabbos afterwards. So, you're still also b'malacha. Ma l'sheyesh yimei breishis. What's the unique factor about the 6 days of the week? Sheyem hen korban musaf. Right? No, there's no korban musaf on a regular weekday. Today's a Thursday. We didn't bring a korban today. So you want to tell me from a case like that to chol hamoed? Chol hamoed, we know you bring a korban musaf. Tomer b'chol shemoed sheyesh bo korban musaf. It doesn't make sense. Someone says you're right. Let's work this out. Rosh Chodesh yochiach. Rosh Chodesh is going to be our proof. Sheyesh bo korban musaf. Right? That you have a what? You have a korban musaf. Umut b'siyas malacha. And nevertheless, it's allowed to do malacha. So we've broken the mold. We found a model, I should say, where there is a korban musaf, yet nevertheless, you're allowed to do malacha. You can do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. So mal Rosh Chodesh ain kroy mikra kodesh, but one second. Rosh Chodesh is not called mikra kodesh, like a holy day. Tomar b'chol shamoy chikroy moy mikra kodesh? You want to learn from Rosh Chodesh back to cholamoy, which is, yes, called a mikra kodesh? Again, mikra kodesh is a very strong term. V'chol b'chroy mikra kodesh, since it's called mikra kodesh, din hu sh'os b'siyas malacha. It would be a logical conclusion that you shouldn't be allowed to do malacha on the cholamoy. Okay, so maybe just one quick point on this. Question someone in the shul asked me a very good question. Why is it that we don't make Kiddush on Chol HaMoed? I think it was Sukkos a year or two ago. One of the young men in the shul asked me, why don't we make Kiddush? So I explained to him that it's a very good question. The answer is because Kiddush is only recited on days when there actually is an Isser Malacha. As Rabbi Sabalovsky once phrased, it's like a flip side of the coin. An Isser Malacha would generate the Chiv of Kiddush. So over here, as we're learning now, this is actually our sugya. Today's Gemara is the whole sugya of Malacha and Chol HaMoed. It's beginning in Moikot and Daf Beis, but here in Chagiga Yod Ches. So this is the whole yesod of it. That the idea is that because we're seeing there are certain heterim for Malacha, therefore the flip side is going to be that we're not going to make Kiddush on Chol HaMoed. Okay, let's go weiter. Tanya Idach. We learned another brice on the same topic. Kol melecha savod lo sasu, you shouldn't do any malacha. This is returning to the first days of Pesach and the first day of Sukkos. Limit al chol shemoed she'osur b'siyas malacha. That tells me that the chol amoed is also osur. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili. That's his source. Rabbi Kiva oimer ein tzarich. No, you don't have to come on to this. Harehu oimer eile moadei Hashem. These are the holidays of Hashem. So what exactly is the pasuk talking about? Se'im barishon, if you're going to tell me it's talking about the first day of Pesach or the first day of Sukkos, hare kivar ne'emar shabbosum. We already said it's a day of Shabbos, a day of stopping, a day of rest, right? Ve'im b'shvi'i, and if it's talking now about the seventh, the last day, hare kivar ne'emar b'shabbosun. It also says a lashon of shabbosun, of stopping. So I know that. Ha'ein ha'kosa medabra ela b'chol shamoed. The default, it must be, if it can't be on the first days, it can't be on the second days, what's left is chol hamoed. Lamedcha she'osa b'siyas malacha. So that teaches us that there's a prohibition of doing malacha on chol hamoed. Tanya Idach. Sheishis yomim toicha matzos v'yom hashvi atzeres l'Hashem. 6 days you do, you're not going to eat, toicha matzah, you eat matzah, right? And on the seventh day, you have to stop. Mashvi otzur, so just like the seventh day is stopping from doing malacha, Af sheshes yamim atzurin. So too the six previous days are also. There's a hekesh, there's a comparison between the two things, right? Again, just to point this out, if you look at the pasuk, it mentions two categories. Sheshes yamim, right? And it says of yom hashvi. So there's obviously a connection. A hekesh is when we learn dinim from one part of the pasuk to the other. So imash viot bechol hamalacha. Well, if it's true, then maybe I would think, just like everyone knows on the seventh day, there's no heter. We don't have these, you know, can't do things because of dav ha'ave. You pull, can't. You would never say like, you know, I don't have what to eat. I'm allowed to go to do work on Shabbos, to go work on Yom Tov. Those are only special atayim for Chol HaMoed. So you think all malachas should be aser? Ar sheishes yom etzurim b'chol malacha? So Talmud Lomar, no. Therefore, the pasuk comes to specify uveyom hashvi'i atzeres. It's the seventh day when, like, it means pause. That's what, if you translate literally, it'd be pause, right? So what does that imply? Hashvi otzu b'chol malacha. It's the seventh day alone. That's the one you can't do any malacha. Ve'ein shisha yamim atzurin b'chol malacha. And the six previous days are not atzurin b'chol malacha, meaning that you can't, there are certain categories where you can do, and there are certain categories that you can't do. We'll see in a minute, Tosfos that learns that this is one of the things. The question? Yeah? I'm virtual. How can we get a virtual question on here? 1 second. I don't know how to do this. Yeah. Hello? You're unmuted, I think. Can you... Michael? No? All right.
Okay, I got it. So, we're still lumping the first day together with the first day of the sixth. Even though that's got its own...
The pasuk is not mentioning the first day. The pasuk only is talking about the Chol HaMoed days versus the intermediate days versus the seventh day. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Halo Mosun Akos of El Chachamim. Very important concept. That the pasuk is supposed to be, it's given over into the hands of the Chachamim, that they're the ones who to allow to make the rules. Loimel Lachan, they tell us. Eze yom osur ve'eze yom mutar. What you're allowed to do, what days are not, you're allowed to do things. Eze malacha sura ve'eze malacha muteris. What malachas are allowed and what malachas are not allowed. So it's given over to the chachamim. So this strongly now leads us to the conclusion that it's an iser derabanan. Because if it's a deraisa, how could you come along and say that the chachamim have this special koch? They can play around with it. That only seems to make sense if you're learning a din derabanan. So if you look in the Tosus, it's the big Tosus over here. Dibra master chal shamoid os vasiyas malacha. So Tosus, I'm going to stay over outside maybe. Tosus is going to ask four questions. Four questions about about malacha. L'chora mashma de malacha de misnasra be mi doraisa mi namapik le mi posuk v'chem perik beiz moi katan lo mi baya avel mi dorabonon elafil l'chol shmoi doraisa. Okay, here we go. Kashil Rabbeinu Tam. To im kain dover ha'oved v'kam malachas de sharina and awesome hechi mashkacha mishtaru. Says the Rabbeinu Tam, our first question: if this was really was a din de oraisa, so why can you make chilukim? Oh, this you're allowed to do and this you're not allowed to do. Dover ha'oved, but we saw there were five categories of malacha. So why should dover ha'oved be allowed? I'm going to lose something. I can work on Shabbos, then I'm going to lose something. I can work on Yom Kippur because I'm going to lose something. No way. So the fact that we're allowed to, so to speak, it's not a polite way to speak, to tinker with, to adjust, that seems to say, the Rabbeinu Tam says it must be a din duran. Ki hechi matzinu isur duraisa miktoso osur umiktoso motor. Where do you ever find such a chiluk that we say, oh really, you can't do it, but certain things are allowed. You know, Lamosha, would you ever say, cheeseburgers, the Torah prohibits bosa b'chalav. But a little bit you can have. It's either awesome or it's not awesome. It's black or white. There's no gray areas. Here, we got a lot of gray areas. It's unclear. So Tosus, at the end of the day, it's a long Tosus. If we had more time, we'd learn it inside. But at the end of the day, Tosus learns it's an Isser Dirabonon. Mishnah Berurah says, Harbi Poskim hold that it is, in fact, an Isser Deraisa. The takeaway from this whole point is that we should remind ourselves, when we talk about Chol HaMoed, it is much more moed than it is chol. Okay. Let's start the next part. The next section of the Gemara is going to go through and discuss certain things that we do in order to refute the tzaddukim, those Jews who did not accept rabbinic the pirushim of the chachamim, the Torah Shebaal Peh. I actually asked a Jewish history buff, and I said, there were so many different sects of Judaism, like in the times of the Second Base of the Mikdash. How many were actually, you know, from the Purushim? And he told me some of the historians point out only 10%. That was a shocking number. 10% of them really bought into to the Masorah, and the other 90 were doing all sorts of things. So here's a case where the Chazal realized the threat, and they did certain things in order to negate that. Umutarim behefsved v'taynis sholikayim es divrei ha'omrim atzeres acher ha'pesach. So we allowed to do like eulogies and do a tainus on, that was the Yom Tavuach, the day where they would shecht the animals, in order to disprove forcibly the opinion of the Tzedukim. Why? Because they said that Shuas always has to come out on a Sunday, the day after Shabbos. Vaha itmar. But didn't we say on this, Maise umes elech sa belud? Maybe that's a short name of Alexander. Rabbi Stein also wants to say this. Okay, Alexander, his person died in Lud. The nichnasu kol Yisrael v'soifto, and all of Klai Yisrael went out to give a hesped on him, to eulogize him. V'lo henichem Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Tarfin didn't allow them to do it. V'pnei shehu yom tovshel atzeres hoy, because it was Shavuos. Yom tov sal kadaitach. One second, you really have a havamina that it was. You had that it was. Yomtov, Ibi Yomtov, Miko also. Would they have come? They wouldn't have gotten together on a funeral on the actual Yomtov itself. Ella Amy had to say a little bit differently. The reason why they didn't do the Hesped Bipnei Shiyom Tavuachaya, because it was the day of when they would bring the korbanos. Vlokasha, right? So it's not really shver. Khan, this story with Lud, that's talking about B'yom Tov Shechalios Acher Shabbos. That was on the day that actually came out on Shabbos. Then the Yom Tovuch wouldn't be on Shabbos, right? The Yom Tovuch has a little bit of a Kedusha of Shavuos, right? The Yom Tovuch, according to Yushalmi, is Isru Chag, right? That's what Yushalmi learns this. This is Isru Chag. So that's the first case. One second, B'yom Tov Shechalios Acher Shabbos. Khan, the other case, B'yom Tov Shechalios B'Shabbos. The other one was a case when the Yom Tov itself came out on Shabbos. And in that case, the Yom Tovuch is going to be on a Sunday, right? So we can't keep that day of Sunday as a Yom Tov. That's what Rabbi Tarfin forbid, because it would seem to be supporting the Tzedukim. So, you know, the answer is Shavuos falls out during the week, and then the Yom Tovuch wasn't on a Sunday. Okay. This brings us now to Ahmed Bey's. Okay. All right. Now, we've reached a turning point in the Masechta. Let me just give a little bit of a hakdama. From this Mishnah now, Yud Ches Ahmed Bey's, until the end of the Masechta, we're going to be discussing Tuma and Tahara, which are not difficult, but we have to go slow and explain things, because it could be complicated. We try to rush through it. So, by way of an introduction to the Mishnah, I'm just going to point out there are five different categories of food items over here. So the first is chulin. Chulin is regular, ordinary food. The second is Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni has... excuse me, please don't do that in here. Maaser Sheni is the foods that's brought to... there's a 7-year cycle that's brought to Yerushalayim, or you could pot it, you could bring it. Then you have the Truma, that's what they would give the part to the Kohen. There's Kodesh. So Kodesh, that's like the Korbanos, that's part of the food that's eaten by the, then there is, the fifth part is the Mechatas, which is the, special water that was used in the purification of, one second, of the Paraduma. Okay, so let me just pull this out for a second. Okay, just a show of hands. Can you guys still hear me? We're good? Yeah? All right. Here we go. This part separates the men from the boys. This is the Tuman Tahara sugyas. You know, people like to brag. I go to an institution of higher learning. Some people, that means like going to an Ivy League school. An institution of higher learning means learning the sugyas of Tuman Tahara. Okay, here we go. Says the Mishnah, notlin le'yadayim lechulin. We wash our hands, right? If we're going to eat bread, that's chulin, right? Ulmaiser, ultruma, or for food, it's maiser sheni, or for handling truma. This already is brought down in the Mishnah Bura. Tells us in Kuf Nun Ches that we wash beforehand. Says the Mishnah Bura, I mean the Mechaber. When a person is going to eat bread, pizza, when you make a bracha on the food that's hamotzi, yitol yodav, you have to wash your hands first. Even if you don't aware that your hands are tameh, v'yivarech al netilas yadayim, says the, I'm reading Orachayim Kuf Nun Ches, you make a brach al netilas yadayim, which we know, aval lepas she'em yivarech al netilas hamotzi. But if you're going to eat now bread that's not hamotzi, interestingly enough, we think cookies, brownies, al pi halacha, brownies and cookies, these things are halachically called lechem. It's just they belong to a certain category called pasa baba kisnin, that if you're eating a small amount, less than 3 kibbutzim, you don't have to wash on them. But I don't know, let's say you're hungry. You got a whole box of cookies, and that's lunch for today. So if you knew lechatchila that this is going to be lunch, so you, on the cookies, you would wash, make amtiyos yadayim, make hamotzi, and eat them all. But he says like this, the Mechaber is writing, lepash she'em varchin alav hamotzi. Let's say I'm just going to eat them zones. I'm going to have a cookie. I'm going to have a brownie. Kigon lachmaniot. Okay, a little bread. Dakos. Opasa babakistin, which is what we're talking about. Now, pasa babakistin, different three-way machlokis as to what exactly is the definition of it. Some learn that it's like a calzone. Something's got like a bread around it, and it's got the stuffing, all the geschmack meat, or all the geschmack cheese is in the middle. Some learn that it's like a flaky type of cracker, like a pretzels or something like that. And the third opinion, that it's like it's sweetened dough. For example, like a cinnamon raisin bagel, pasta baba kistin, egg matzah, pasta baba kistin. So these are types of things that have a sweetness and you can taste it in themselves. So he says the Mishmara, ein kovei su'udalim, and you're not making a meal out of it, ein tzarech netilas yadayim. You do not have to wash netilas yadayim before eating those things. Okay, so let's continue the Mishnah. Ulekodesh, the neck. That, again, the first one we did was chulin. Ulekodesh. If you're going to wash, we're preparing our hands for eating like part of korbanos, so then matbilin, we have to tovel them in a mikvah. It's not enough just to wash like netilas yadayim. Ulechatas, and if we're going to be using the chatas water, right, that's for the paraduma, so we're more strict, right? E nitma'u yadav nitma'gufo. If your hands became tame on a zirabon level through touching something that's tame, then your whole body now becomes tame, and you have to go to mikvah in order to become tahor enough to handle the mechatas, the water for the paraduma. Hatoivil lechulin, if you toveled yourself in the mikvah on the intent you're going to be eating chulin, the huchzak lechulin, and you establish yourself as now you're tahor for eating the chulin, also lemeiser, you're still forbidden to eat meiser sheni until you tovel again for the purpose of eating meiser sheni. Tovel the ma'aser, v'huchzak the ma'aser. You tovel again for the purpose of ma'aser sheni. You establish yourself as your tovel for ma'aser sheni. Oser l'truma. You're not allowed to eat truma until you tovel yourself again with the intent you're going to eat truma. Tovel the truma, v'huchzak the truma. If you tovel yourself the purpose you had kavanah l'shein truma, I'm going to be doing this, and then you're good. Oser l'kodesh. You're still oser to eat kodesh until you tovel again with that in mind. Tovel l'kodesh, v'huchzak l'kodesh, if you had in mind for the kodesh, and you establish yourself as that, osur l'chatas, you still can't get to that fifth, final, highest level of the chatas water until you had that in mind, right? So,
well, said we didn't need the tovel, we needed to wash the hands
in
the first three.
No, but now we're talking about the tovel, some have a higher level. Just a chulin, you only had to wash your hands. For other things, we'll see. There's a Rambam over here. Let me see a Rambam. Where's my Rambam? That explains that the tumah travels. 1 second. Give me a second. I'll read you a Rambam. Avos hatumah. Sorry, I'm a little bit spread out over here. Where's my Rambam? Yeah. The Rambam says, this is in, I'm reading Michael, Avos hatumah, Perek Ches, Misha nitmes yodo achas. So one hand became tame. Vinaga ba'acheres, and it touched the other hand. Ha'acheres tahara. The other one's fine. Vinoiteles hatame vidayo. Just total the one hand, you're done. Bamed varmamri. When do we say this? Is the Rambam? That's latruma. Avala kodesh, right? If you're going to the higher level, which our mission is discussing, in nitmes yado achas vinaga v'shnia. If one hand became tummy and touched the other one, mitma v'shtehen tzrichos tevil l'kodesh. Okay, that you have to toivel both of them. Avala truma b'netili yadayim bilvad yitar yodov. So for truma alone, that's enough. But for the higher levels, we require actually the full tevil, not just the washing, of the hands. Okay, all right. So let me just pick it up again. So basically, what do you see? Just to summarize, the rule is: if you tovel for the lower level, that doesn't work for the higher level, right? In a nutshell, that's the rule. Tovel lechomer mutter lekal. If you toveled, you had in mind now for the higher level thing, the higher level of holiness, so then you can eat something that's on a lower level, even if you didn't necessarily had in mind to do that. So, for example, if you toveled for kodesh, you could eat the truma, you could eat ma'is hasheni, you could certainly eat the chulin. Tovel v'lo huchsak. If you toveled yourself, right? Just I wanted to take a bath. Yeah, I wasn't in mind to drink myself tar. Ki lo tovel. Then in that case, it's if you didn't really go to the mikveh for the ingzi, your tevila is no good except for chulin. Chulin be fine because you don't have to have any kavana whatsoever for chulin. Okay, now the last part is about the clothing. Big day am haaretz. The clothing on am haaretz medras leprushin. It's considered to be midras, something that you trample on, like a vizav or a zav or a nida. They could, if they sit on something or go over that, that creates tumah underneath it. So this is medras for the prushin. These are people very careful. There were some people that would only eat even chulin, which you don't have to be. They would still only eat it when they were in a state of tahara, right? So if like the amharas would touch their things, it makes it an amharas would make it tame, like a rishon. Big day prushin midrash la oichle truma. The clothing of the prushin is considered tamei through medrash for people who eat the truma, which is like the kohanim, right? So when the clothing of prushim touches something of that, it's going to make them tamei. Big day ochle truma, that's the clothing of those who eat truma, the kohanim. Midrash the kodesh, that's considered to be medrash for people who eat the kodesh, right? So if you have those types of clothing, it would touch the people, or the kelim would make them tamei. Big day kodesh midrash lechatas, the clothing of the people who eat kodesh is going to be tame medris for people who touch the chatas, the water on the paraduma. And then it goes Yosi ben Yoezer, right? Haya chosid shibakahuna. He was like the most pious, the biggest chosid of all the kohanim, right? So since he's a kohen, he's eating the truma. He was careful not to become tame. Vahaisa mitpach to medris lekodesh. His like cloth napkin was considered to be tummy through medrash for people who ate kodesh, because we said that the clothing of people who eat truma is medrash for people who eat kodesh. Yochanan ben Gudgado haya oichel al taras hakodesh kol yomav. So Yochanan Gudgado eat even chulin on a tahara standard, right? All whole life. V'haisa mit pachto medrash lechatas, and his like cloth napkin we use, that was tummy for the medrash for the people who handle the chatas water, right? Because that's like what we said earlier, that the clothing of people who kodesh is a medrash for those who handle the mei chatas. Okay, are there any questions? I know I've been went through a little. The questions to clarify that a little bit. Yeah. Okay. Let's do the Gemara now. Says the Gemara.
Sorry.
Yeah, sure.
I do have a question. Could you clarify exactly what are the circumstances that we are talking about when it says "Varsa mitpachto medras lechatas"? What?
So the mitpachad, the Mefarshim learned that's like the napkin he would use for eating. So the previous part said the clothing they're wearing that has a special status. So saying even his plate, what he would use for that, because for clothing to become tame, let me just speak this out, it has to have a certain shear. It has to be 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. But it can become tame. If it's smaller than that, then it's not significant enough, it's not chashuv enough to become tame. So here in this case, his like cloth eating napkin had the same status as the clothing.
Okay.
Yeah, is that clear? All right.
But my question was this. So what, somebody who's a Zav sat on it, sat on this mitpachas, that the shul, and then if you if somebody else who's going to come in contact mehatas, then he would have to undergo tefillah
Right.
before continuing
Correct.
mehatas.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. Says the Gemara, Chulanu Meiser, mi boy Natili Yisidayim? One second. Before we get all these big halachas, we have a first more basic question. Do you really have to do Natili Yisidayim for any of these things? Or Minhu, right? It's interesting. Reminhu, it means to be Ram means to elevate something, right? Reminhu, to elevate means, like we say in English, the phrase to raise a contradiction. Raising something, right? Reminhu, I'm going to raise this. That's fascinating. That's where the English phrase comes from. This word ram. Or reminhu, I'll raise the following contradiction. Hatruma habikurim. If you're, it's a mission at the beginning of Bikurim, Perek Beis. I'm talking about truma. The bikurim were the shivas haminim when they would grow and they'd be brought in Eretz Yisrael. Chayavim aleihem misa. You're chayav for them if a zar, if a non kohen would eat them bemezid, right? So then he's chayav misa for them. Right, if he did it accidentally, v'chomesh, he would have to do. He has to add if he's to pay it back. It's shogeg, but he adds on a fifth, like as a penalty. V'osu lazarim, right? It's not allowed to be eaten by a non-kohen. V'hein nichse kohen. These is the property of a kohen. So what does that mean if it's the property of a kohen? So he can do what he wants with it. He could purchase it with it. He could be mekadesh a woman with it. With these things, they belong to him. It's his property. V'olin be'echad u'meya. And if there was a, if truma became mixed in, so we know that bittul kicks in at different ratios for different. What can I tell you? Different foods, right? Bas mechalav is 1 to 60 is the ratio. By truma, it's 1 to 100. That's what it means. Olin, it's nullified be'echad u'meya. But here you say that you have to, you wash your hands before you eat it, right? So if you had a kohen who became tamei, he would have to wait. He goes to mikvah and then waits till sunset. Hare elu betruma ubikurim. These halachas apply to truma and the bikurim. Masha ein kein b'maiser. It doesn't apply to maiser, right? And then kol shekein certainly doesn't apply bechulin, right? So what are you telling me? These holy things? They just said that you don't need to netzilus shadayim doesn't apply to them. So that's the Gemara's question. So it says kasha meiser meiser kasha chulin achulin. Yeah, there's a stira within meiser on the meiser because it said the bikurim, right, seems to contradict the halachas of the Mishnah over here, right? That you have to wash. You have to wash your hands before you eat the ma'aser, and also the chulin is also because it contradicts the halacha. We just said that chulin doesn't need. So bishlema, one second, bishlema. I'm fine. I'm maskim. I agree in terms of ma'aser. A ma'aser lokasha. It's not a problem. Ha, right? One case, the Mishnah in Bikurim. That's Rebbe Meir. The ha, and the other, the Mishnah here in our case, that follows the shita of the Rabbanan. So what is that? So now I'm going to speak it out. Ditanan. Kol hato'un bias mayim medivrei sofrim. Anything that, now bias divrei sofrim, it means dirabbanans. Right? A lot of literature when the Rambam quotes this phrase divrei sofrim, but here we're going to say divrei sofrim, we're going to say poshit means it's a rabbinic requirement to wash in. So any of these things is metame es hakodesh. It could make Kodesh pure, uposel es truma. It could invalidate the truma. It makes the truma posel, but not the truma would make other truma tame. Umutel lechulin lemaiser. But anything you have to wash beforehand on a rabbinic derabbanan level, so it's fine for chulin for meiser. Divrei Rebbe Meir. That's the shita of Rebbe Meir. The chacham osur b'maiser. No, they say, but in the case of maiser, it's puzzle. It's no good. So you see from here that according to the Rabbanan, the halacha that for maiser is different than that than the chulin. So that explains why you have to wash for the maiser, right? So that okay, I understand. I have a chilik now for this. Ela chulin a chulin kasha, but with chulin and chulin, I don't have a successful way to resolve the contradiction. Someone says, no, also I'll save the day. Lo kasha kan, one case, the Mishnah, right, where you have to wash your hands, that's ba'achila. Kan, and the other one about, that would be where, bikurim, that's benegia, right? That's just by touching. So just to touch it, you wouldn't have to wash, but to eat it, you would have to wash, and that's the way to work out the steer within chulin as well. Maskif lo Rav Simi bar Ashi, so he had a big kankash on this. Adkan lo pligi rabbonin alei the Reb Meir ele bachilu d'maisin. The only machloikis that the chachamim had with the Reb Meir was by eating the maiser. Ava b'negia the maiser. Right, but touching the meiser ubachila de chulin or eating chulin lo pligi. Right, they don't argue. Right, so if you want to tell me that the Gemara made a whole chilik, oh, it's really we're talking about chulin, but one's by chila, one's by negia, doesn't make sense. Se'ela, so how are you going to resolve? We have to give a different answer. Idi ve'idi ve'chila, both mishnayis. Here and in Bikurim, we're talking about Achila, velo kasha, but still we have to somehow find a way to resolve the apparent contradiction. Kan, b'achila dinahoma. One Mishnah, which requires us to wash, is eating bread. Okay, and you have to wash before you eat bread. We saw that in Halacha, right? That was the Kuf Nun Ches. You have to wash it. Kan, but the other one, b'achila depere. That's when you're eating fruits. Oh, it's not kosher. Don't Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman says, Kol hanota yad of leperos, anybody who washes their hands before eating fruits, harve ze megase ruach. That's a chutzpah. That you're showing off. You're a haughty person because you are going above and beyond what the halacha actually requires one to do. Maybe we'll just end off. I'll read the Mishnah Berurah. We'll maybe speak out for a minute to how this relates to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kodem Lechag. Right, there's Shloshim Yekodim Lachag to discuss a little bit about washing at the Seder for before we do the right Kadesh Urchatz. So what? Let me in Kuf Nun Ches. It's in Hey. Says the Mechaber Hanotel Yad of the Peiros. If anybody would go ahead and wash their hands before eating a fruit, Hareze Migase Haruach. Right, that's a person who is like a show off. The Mishnah says that they're haughty. Shemare ba'atzmo, says the Chafetz Chaim, shehu medaktik b'mitzvos b'mash ein tzarech. Right? I'm doing things that aren't required. Right? I'm being machmer on something you've never even heard of. That's how frum I am. No. The Medina lo tikon a klal until you die in the Peiros. Because al pi din, the halacha is, one's not required to do this. K'moshe kasavnu b'sif katan beis, okay, ayin sham. Right? V'da umada also b'toris chiv hu afilu im lo yivarech on netila zu. When we're saying that, even if you're not making a bracha, kevin shenotli mishum mitzvah netila. So, to speak this out, a person's going to be a show-off and wash, that's not proper. But what about things that are actually, the derech is, we know there are seven liquids. The Rosh Tevis is yad shachat dam. One of those is mayim. So let's say you had something that's actually wet, and it's dipped, then one would be required to actually wash netilas yadayim before eating, without a bracha. We would not make a bracha, we would have to. That's all pidin, one would have to wash. I was learning with a high school boy a few months ago, and they brought grapes to the table, and the grapes were wet. I said, oh, gevaldik, what a teaching moment. We're going to stop now. We're going to wash the tilas yadayim without a bracha before eating the grapes. That's the halacha. So the rule is, let me just read one more line in the Ramah. I stopped. I did the mechaber. I'll need one last thing. We'll end the shir tonight with this Ramah. Says the Moshe Isus, v'davka shenotlim b'toras chiv, aval im notlim mishum nikius. If you're washing because your hands are dirty or the fruit's dirty, shlohaya yada nikios mutter. Then you're allowed to wash. Then we're not going to say that. Don't wash. Eat dirty food because we don't want to look like a shof. No, if you're washing your hands, you got schmutz on your hands. You're washing off the apple because it's dirty apple. We understand that. The case is when you're washing the tilas yadayim when the fruit's dry, so you don't have a chiyuv to. But if the fruit is wet, or if you're going to be dipping it in something, the one is required al pi din to do netilas yadayim. How does this all relate to the seder? So perhaps the different reasons would be reflective in two different minhagim. Let's get a virtual. I'm going to open up the screen here. Get a virtual show of hands of everybody like this. See if I can pull up everybody. Gallery view. All right. Oh, I have, not everyone's visual. For those who are visual, or maybe you can do it on your phone, you'll unmute yourselves. Tell me, how many at your Seder, only the Baal HaSeder actually washes? And how many have the minhag at your Seder, everybody gets and wash, and everybody washes before doing the karpas? Lawrence, what's by you? What?
Everybody.
Everybody?
Everybody.
Everybody, okay. Michael?
Everybody.
Everybody. Rabbi Davis, what by you?